familia, my heart, my everything. This week you will get to hear from my husband and two boys. Enjoy. You did it. You have found your judgment-free zone, the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for women who want to become reinas of their money and love their dinero more. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, a former extreme frugalist turned reina of your money advocate. Each week, I'm going to help you rein your money like that queen that you are with inspiring interviews and panel discussions from La Comunidad Latina and with solo episodes sharing simple, actionable tips and strategies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And now let's jump into today's dose of money confidence. Hola, hola, it's Jen Hemphill. I hope you have been enjoying this month, and thank you so much for celebrating with me the 5 years of this podcast. We're going to continue with the celebration, and this week I've got a very special episode with some very special people, mi familia. Now, you may have met my husband if you've been listening since then, back in episode 54, when it was Her Money Matters. And today, I'm bringing him back, but with my two sons, the two boys that absolutely mean the world to me. My oldest, Iran, is the one who steps up when his dad has to travel for work and is such a huge help around the house. And Jalil, my youngest, he's the one that always makes sure I keep a smile on my face, especially if I'm having a hard day. This episode is short and sweet. This is my boy's first appearance on any podcast whatsoever, so I thought I would ease them in this way because I think it was awkward for them, but I think they did well. This was recorded differently, so I want to give you a heads up. So the sound quality that you'll notice is different. My boys will let you in on the scoop as to where actually we recorded this episode because it's not where I normally record just because we were multiple people. So sit back and enjoy this episode with mi familia. I cannot believe I have the whole family here. If you've been with me for a while, you've been able to meet my husband in an earlier episode when this was Her Money Matters. But today, I convinced, finally, my two boys to hop on this podcast and talk to us because this is a celebration for the 5 years. And I thought it was time for you to hear from these boys and my husband again. So I thought I would start off with them sharing a little bit about themselves, some fun things that you like to do. And I guess I should say with, you know, their names here so you know who you're talking to. I've got my husband, Johari. And then I've got my oldest, Iran, and I've got my youngest, Jalil. So I'm going to have Iran kick us off since he's the oldest. Tell us maybe three things about you.
Some of the big things I enjoy in my life are playing soccer. And I'm a musician, so I play piano and guitar as well. And then a third thing is also I enjoy volunteering a lot in my school and helping put together different events we have on, like our homecoming or our kickoff for the beginning of the year.
I love that. I think you got your volunteering trait or from your dad's genes, because your dad's pretty big on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jalil, how about you? It is on you now. Tell us maybe three things about you.
I like to play basketball and baseball. I also like to play trumpet, and I like to code for, like, video games.
And you're pretty good at coding, something I have no clue about. No clue. I don't even know when he does this coding stuff. Don't ask me what it means. No clue. Now, Johari, my husband, tell us about you. Even though some listeners already know a little bit about you, especially because you may or you may not know Johari. Did I speak about you sometimes during the podcast? And my boys as well. All good stuff, of course.
Yep, so I'm a avid cycler, bike on the weekends, sometimes 25 miles, sometimes 60, even done a couple of miles, 100 mile century rides. I love to donate to people and the causes, and I'm an introvert hiding in an extrovert's body.
I think that's so true. And that cycling, the running, he does. I have had no influence on him whatsoever, because I will tell you, before we got married, I will never forget, pre the wedding, we would go jogging. And I had a hard time. I'm not a long distance runner. I'm like a runner to the car, to and from, and that's probably about it. And he was training me at the true, it's in the mind, it's in the mind. You can do this. And I'm like, I want to stop. I'm done. It's over. But so he's pretty amazing in that way. Now, I'm going to take it to the boys. Do you remember when I started this podcast?
Udon.
I know it was like closer to like when we were in North Dakota, right? I think it was close to that. I don't remember it clearly. I feel like you've just like always done it after like real estate and then progressing from it, because I remember seeing some of the YouTube videos when you put those together and started podcasting more.
He told on me, YouTube videos. Now, Jalil, tell us, when do you think your mom started this podcast? How long ago?
Well, I kind of remember somewhere around when we first moved here. I think that's when it was around.
Uh-huh. How about Jahari? What do you think? When did I start this podcast? Do you recall?
Well, you said it was 5-year anniversary, so 5 years ago.
Someone was paying attention. I gave it away. So that is so funny. I did share that and I didn't even notice. So yes, 5 years ago. But do you recall, what did you think? Did you think anything? I'm curious. Did you think anything when I said, I'm going to do this podcast? What do you remember, have any thoughts of what is a podcast? Or did you think, is my mom crazy? What is she doing? What were your thoughts at that time?
I didn't really know what a podcast was, but I was getting really into like watching YouTube. So I thought you were going to end up doing something like that, becoming like a big YouTuber.
A big YouTuber. That's funny. How about you, Jalil?
I don't remember. I remember what I thought.
Fair enough. You don't remember. How about you, Jahari?
Of course I remember. And I know why. And I was 100% on board, because you're passionate about what you do. And when you set your goals, we knew that it was going to be a success. And it has been.
Thank you. Spoken like a true husband right there. Now, I'm putting you on the spot again. Udon, have you listened to my podcast?
I think I've listened to bits and pieces, but I've never listened to a full podcast before.
All right. Fair enough. How about you, Jalil? Have you listened to the podcast?
I think same for me. I think I might have listened a little bit, not really much.
Okay. And I think I know the answer, Jahari, because you've told me. How about you?
Of course, I've listened to many episodes, and I've also liked your episodes through my LinkedIn feed so that it gets shared across other people. So, of course, I've listened to your podcast.
My supporter. I love it. I love it. And I love how honest my kids were. Well, I don't recall. Maybe a little bit. It's all good. And you can tell on me, to those listening, is there something that you feel listeners should know about your mom that maybe they don't? You won't get grounded. I promise. Could be something funny, because we know I really sing really well, right? That's a fact. My dancing skills are good, are really good. So what do you think is one thing people should know about me, especially if they're just starting to listen to this podcast? Be careful. Here we go.
That you should not pursue a singing career.
I don't know about that. Okay, Julia, how about you?
You should look into get dancing lessons.
Dancing lessons? I can give dancing lessons. Oh, excellent dancer. They don't agree with me. How about you, Jahari? Tread lightly.
That you were a comedian in another life.
I think that could be true. I believe that. See, I have them laughing, and maybe I'm having you laughing as well. But there you have it. So this has been fun. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. I wanted for you to hear from my boys and my husband again. Just to get a little inside scoop on my family and a little bit of who they are, and then because they mean the world to me. So I appreciate you all coming on. And it's interesting. We're recording. Can you tell, Udon, can you tell the listener where we're recording? Because this is a different setup today.
We're recording in the seats of our car.
That's right. Now, I'm curious. Have you enjoyed doing this? Because you were, I think, a little reluctant or maybe resistant. Have you enjoyed this?
I think it was fun. I don't really know much about podcasting, so I was just kind of just going with the flow of things.
How about you, Jalil? Have you enjoyed this?
It's kind of different and weird. I'm not used to, like, talking like this and answering, I guess, questions like this.
But it's just like having a family conversation, right? Now, will you come back again?
I think I should do a takeover.
Ah, I like that. How about you, Jalil? Will you come back again?
I'm not sure.
He's unsure. How about you? You've already come on one. This is the second time.
I know. This is my comeback tour. But first off, I would say congratulations for the first 5 years. It hasn't been easy, but you've been persistent. You've persevered and you've made it and you've impacted people, which is what the goal was from the beginning. Teach people about themselves and to make themselves successful. So I'll be back in another 5.
You're funny. I paid him some good money for that. That was money well spent. You heard from my boys and husband, but there was one question that I wanted to ask my boys and I forgot. So we are doing this again, round 2, because I really want you to hear from them at their age and maybe some financial advice, some things that they have learned that they can pass on to you, or if you have kids, a kid that's their age. So let me start with the youngest, the 13-year-old, Jalil. What is a piece of money advice or maybe a money lesson that you have learned that you want to pass on to another kid your age?
That when you have like money saved up and you want to buy something, like think if you like really want it or do you just want it because it's something new or something you see everybody doing and you might regret it later if you really don't think about that, I guess.
So why do you bring that up? Why do you want to pass that on? Is that something that you have personal experience with?
I've bought stuff and I feel like I wish I didn't buy it because I could have got something I wanted more later.
Fair enough. Now, the oldest, the 17-year-old, what is a piece of money advice for a kid your age or maybe a financial lesson that you have learned? Take it away.
I think adding on from what my brother said, just really knowing, like having priorities in what you want, especially kids my age starting to have jobs and worrying about college and wanting to get different things like maybe a car or something. You got to have those priorities in place. And when you're out and about hanging with friends, you may not want to spend money on that ice cream or that food and go out. You might want to save it and put it towards something that's going to be more worthwhile in the future.
All right. And why did you come up with that? Why did you think of that? I'm curious.
Just because I know going into my senior year, I'm starting to think more about those finances and different things as I'm working towards getting into college and also just building myself for the future.
All right. I like it. I like it. Well, thank you for coming. I dragged you back in the car. As we mentioned earlier, we're recording this from the car with a different device. So you'll see the quality you'll have to compare with the previous. But thanks again, you two, for joining me in the car to record this piece. And thank you for those lessons, that the piece of financial advice that you're passing on to kids your age. I appreciate it. Well, there you have it. Those are my boys and my husband. I hope you enjoyed listening from them. And if you want to request them back, I will let them know. So just DM me on Instagram or send me a message and you know how to contact me. And we will talk to you soon. What did you think? Was it that fantastic? I love having both my boys and my husband on the show. Next time I have them, hopefully they will come back and agree upon that. That'll be longer. But I think this time, it being their first time, the boys' first time, and the setting was a little different just because of what we were using to record the episode, which I just wanted to make it simple and sweet. They did such a great job. I hope that you enjoy just getting a little insight of mi familia, my boys, and more of my husband. Remember, he was on episode 54 if you want to check that out. Now, remember, I want to remind you to register for Trivia Night over at jenhemphill.com/trivia. That is a free event. It's just a part of the celebration, and it's happening on Sunday, June 28th. at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you've been listening to this episode, if you've been following on Instagram at Hernandetto Matters, you will be set. I'm not making this trivia hard. And what's more is we're going to be giving away prizes. So just register, grab your spot, and just come ready to have a lot of fun. Now, next week, we are continuing on with the celebration. And what we're doing next week is we are bringing some guests back. So guest alum that were here at the very beginning of when this podcast started. And what we're doing is we're going to be chatting with them to see what they are doing now. Where are they now? What have they been up to since they've been on the podcast? And I'll keep the guests as to who they are a mystery. So definitely come back and check that out. So that is it. Eso es todo. I appreciate you coming here, listening to this episode, just taking time out of your busy schedule, choosing this podcast out of the thousands and thousands of podcasts that are available for you to listen, but you chose this one. And that means the world to me. You can also check out everything that we've been doing this month at jenhemphill.com/celebration. So you know that's where the link is for the trivia night as well. You'll get to see all the episodes that are happening this month in that one page. So what I'm not doing individual show notes for this month's episodes, but you can check them out all in one page. So I made that easy for you. So I want to remind you to make sure to grab and claim your reina crown, tu corona. And remember, you do not have to wait till you feel good about money or until you feel really like you've got your money stuff together. Because really, the choice is in your hand. And becoming the reina of your money can start now. You've got this. Tu puedes. I believe in you. I'm sending you abrazos through this mic. And also, share with us when you listen to this episode by taking a screenshot or a selfie and tag us in your IG stories with @HerDineroMatters and the hashtag HerDineroMatters. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. I will talk to you next Thursday. Ciao.